Okay.
It's July 26th, UWF-UFF bargaining. I'm Brendan Kelly.
I'm Mike Matamore.
Anita Schoenberger.
Lee Cool.
Ray Demian.
Dean DeVoe.
Enid Siskin.
John Fink.
Tom Wozniak.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
A couple of times, just we're switching team around just a little bit. So just so you know, the official teams, I'm chief negotiator. Now I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. I guess everyone knows you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the four of us are the official bargaining team.
Okay, good.
One of the things I also say, my background is in creative writing. So I know it comes as a surprise. We didn't do a lot of contract law in my graduate MFA poetry program. So as I learned to drive this specific car, I appreciate everyone's patience on both sides.
Sure.
One of the things, if it's okay, before we talk about ground rules or anything like that, what we've identified as kind of the most pressing component right now is the legislative increase and the time schedule of that and how it connects to the full book negotiations.
Okay.
So we thought, we have just a couple of different ideas or thoughts on that. The first component that's pressing about it is that we believe there's an expectation in the faculty that this is going to come out October 1st. And that expectation is coming from the newspaper and from, this is an email just that Judy sent out previously. It's just saying that the language says it's effective October 1st. We recognize that that's not binding, that it's the money's made available October 1st. But we believe there's an expectation in faculty that it's going to come out at that time. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we also recognize that the bargaining process is unlikely to be finished by that time period. When you combine full book and a lot of the things that we're looking at potentially putting forward, for example, if we go forward with a consultant to look at compression, that just the timetable doesn't work well with getting it resolved by October 1st. So. Mm-hmm. An additional problem we looked at is that, and I'll defer to Tom to talk about this, is that the problems of bifurcating ratification and that we simply doing an MOU might not be possible to do that. So we have some ideas, but we were hoping to start maybe talking just a little bit about that before we get into ground rules. And I'll defer to Tom to talk about the MOU.
Okay, good. You know, we kind of are on the same page, Tom.
Okay.
I thought what might be helpful for all of us to have in front of us as we have this discussion, two pieces of the law. This is a copy of there's five copies of the Appropriations Act that defines what the legislature appropriated for the year.
Okay.
And in that law, there's a reference to 110.1245, and here is a copy of that. Five copies of that.
Okay.
This 110.1245 is a statutory scheme for how you distribute a bonus, which is another piece in besides the $1,000 or $1,400. There's also the bonus. If you look at the reason why we hand that out is because if you look at the language on the bonus, it says that the bonus is to be given out pursuant to a policy adopted by the Board of Governors for state university employees, which is consistent with those statutory requirements of 110.1245. That's on page 388 of the appropriations law. If you look at section B, 2B on that top of that page, I'm just explaining why I gave it to you. I don't expect everybody to be reading this and that sort of stuff now. But let me move the discussion along a little bit as we know this bonus isn't as pressing as the October 1st distribution of the recurring funds, but. And I guess maybe while we're talking about all of this, we should be considering all these things together. My understanding is that the Board of Governors, as a body, is not going to promulgate a policy for all the state universities. The Board of Governors is going to defer to each university to have its own policy developed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have to work out a policy here.
Right.
that, but we have to have it consistent with this.
Gotcha.
So you read that 35% as just a recommendation?
Well, I see the 35% as a requirement of the statute, and whatever we come up with is supposed to be consistent with the statute.
In the same spirit of it.
So okay. I guess 35% is probably it's a pretty specific reference, you know, so whatever we come up with has to be consistent with that somehow, you know.
Okay. One of the things that we've identified about that, I'm sorry, I'm not interrupting.
No, go ahead.
One of the things we've identified about that is it's a quantitative measurement of 35%, but our evaluations for faculty are qualitative. So it's not easy to necessarily transfer exactly to identify 35% in a very direct way.
Right.
But we can negotiate those things.
Yeah, you know, I'm negotiating with the state, for the state. And this also applies to them, you know. It's as we get into it, it gets actually more complicated than it appears at first. And part of that is, you're right, the 35% is interesting. I mean, at the state level, we don't know. Is that 35% by work unit, by bargaining unit,
35%
by
what?
Agency, by...
Yeah.
So... We could all do that. We'd also have that here. Is it department? Is it college? Is it university? Is it bargaining unit? So that's something we'll have to talk about.
Okay.
So, okay, let's go back to Sean. You were on a roll. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to defer to Tom to talk just a little bit about the concept of bifurcating ratification and maybe to think about some possibilities so we might be able to put the put this forward on October 1st while still staying true to our requirements for bargaining. Tom, do you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, we're being advised by our legal counsel, Ms. Cooper, not to bifurcate ratification. Not to bifurcate ratification. It's got to be, since we're a full book particularly, it's got to be all or nothing, because the parties have to lay the agreement on the feet of the bargaining unit, let the bargaining unit decide the entire document, the entire agreement, not just pieces of it.
Okay.
And of course, you can't just sign an MOU because it's something that has to be ratified. So it kind of brings us back to the ratification issue again. So we think we might have a creative way of getting around that. We put that on the table for you to think about. You want me to?
Yeah, please go ahead. Okay. Fine.
Basically, what we were thinking is that we could create an MOU that takes care of the $1,000/$1,400 pay raise, and if we think we have time, go ahead and put something together that deals with the bonus piece. And then, in part of that same MOU, the parties could agree to extend the current collective bargaining agreement for 1 year, basically roll it over, and put that out in front of the bargaining unit for ratification. If they ratify, fine. Then we've taken care of the salaries for this year. We've given ourselves time to deal with the issue moving forward. Doesn't mean we stop bargaining. We can continue to bargain and go ahead and bargain in advance of, that'd be awful novel. Bargaining in advance of the contract's expiration, so that by the time we get around to June 2014, we've essentially wrapped up full book. We roll in whatever $14, $15 need to be negotiated in terms of salary, and we're done.
Okay, let me see if I understand that. Okay. So what we would do is we would extend the current contract for a year.
Right, that's right.
With the only exception being the legislative
salary bonus piece.
Monies.
Right.
And then we would start bargaining for a 3-year successor agreement that would run from 2014 to 2017.
Yeah. Full book would essentially be 2014 to 2017.
Okay.
Right, and we start bargaining that immediately. We can continue to bargain September, October, whatever we need to do to get it wrapped up, so that by the time Again, the June 2014 rolls around. The only thing left to do is incorporate whatever comes out of the legislative session for next year.
Okay.
You know, we'll have to take care of that.
Additional benefits that would, I think, helpful also for the administration is that we already have the monies coming out October 1st for compression. And so this would allow them only to have to do those adjustments one time. They wouldn't have to do it multiple times.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take a caucus. But
the university have done this in the past in prior contract negotiation. They have extended to give time for negotiation.
Okay.
We see it as some advantages. It gives us a little bit more time. A lot of us are faculty. Classes are going to be starting in a few weeks. Fall semesters are notoriously high in terms of workload, and then as the year goes along, they tend to be a little bit. Brandon knows that well with all the performing art things and everything else. We think that this might be a way of lessening the burden for all of us and giving us a little bit more time to
okay. work on this. Let me have a caucus. Before I do that, does anybody on the team have a question for Tom or for John?
No.
Okay.
A good solution for the merit would be to get 100 iPads and put them in the middle of the quad and do it like Hunger Games style.
That's a good idea.
Get each person to choose one weapon.
But you can't kill anyone in your department. You've got to go after other departments.
You know, it requires a peer review, so you'd have to. Like America's Got Talent.
That's right.
We have not had an opportunity to discuss a concept like you're presenting with our constituencies, the provost or the president of the board. And we thought what might be really helpful is if we could kind of draft this document up so that when we take it back, we have something to show them and say,
sure.
This is what
sure.
what it would look like, and this is what it would do.
Yeah.
So how, in terms of process, how do you want to do that?
Well, why don't I write up a draft MOU?
Okay.
And then we can convene at our next session. We'll put it on the table, and you guys can take it back. Unless you're comfortable with me drafting the draft and send it around as a draft.
Well, it's probably going to be a pretty simple document, and if you can just do it and bring it next time, then we can just, that way we don't have a bunch of people responding to it.
May I just say, though?
And you have a records issue.
Well, you know, I always do. But
that's why.
I know, that's why you're being careful. I appreciate it. No, what I was really going to say is that maybe we could draft it here. Take it back, because then we'll have to wait for next time to bring it, and then another meeting to present it. And
Why don't you give us a few minutes then?
One thing that touches on that, because what I hear you saying, Anita, is about scheduling and just the process and timing. When we talk about ground rules, one of the things that we decided at what I decided at the last meeting was that we would meet every 2 weeks. Or twice a month. So we are going to be meeting more frequently if that affects what you're saying or would
but
you
if
know,
we can get
be
it
more
done now.
I'm just saying, but that's something else just to consider. But we'll take a shot at it now.
Okay.
What do you think?
You want to talk about
acceptable?
The bonus fees? For,
okay. We'll wait.
Well, now, let me. One of the things we looked at when we kind of jumped out at us in terms of if we want to make things less complicated than more complicated is that I guess if you go to page 388, we notice that the bonus is effective July 1st, 2013.
14.
You know, actually, it's
13?
13?
No, wait a minute.
Does it say 13?
No.
Well,
it
would have
wait
to
a minute.
The coverage. The funds are for 13.
It says, hold on. It says it somewhere.
I'm paying two.
Well, in Judy's email, she said July 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's somewhere it's here.
June 2014 is what President Ben said in her email.
Well, it says, on top of page 388, effective July 1st, 2013, from funds in specific appropriation 1950A.
But that's talking about the law enforcement, right?
Well, but if he goes down to subsection B, look at subsection B, paren B, it's two paragraphs down. Funds are provided in specific, da-da-da-da-da.
But B is not under 2.
Sure it is, isn't it?
No. It's under the other two. It's under the previous two.
Yeah, that's right.
It's under the two in parentheses on the previous page.
Yeah, okay.
Special pages.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's hard to read this the way it's written. It's very hard to read it.
Too many twos, A's, and B's.
There's a place where it says it.
Well, you know, we could. I don't see that as being...
Well, I was going to say if we
it might make the effective date of the bonus June the 30th or July 1st, 2014, but it it shouldn't have any effect on what we really want to focus on. I would think is the distribution procedure, and when the money becomes available is sort of secondary to that. So,
well, yeah. Now, I was going to say that. If that requires more work, we always could kick that because it doesn't. Our thoughts are that it goes into effect
June 2014.
Yeah, these bonus funds will be available June 2014.
It's somewhere in here.
All right. Well, anyway,
that's a good option. But in the meantime, go ahead and
also one of the things we were looking over what you were saying about the merit increase, the bonus increase. One possibility we might put forward, would propose, is our primary concern is that 35% of faculty are and library staff are receive those funds. Right?
Okay.
So what we are considering proposing is 35% of faculty, so proportional to each college and library, would receive the funds. And that's using criteria that's defined collectively by the dean. So one criteria. But we would turn over that criteria decision or to the deans themselves. It's a relatively small amount of money, and we don't want to quibble about that criteria when we have much more substantial things to talk about. So we would be willing, as long as 35% of faculty, proportional to each college or library, receive that. And it's a uniform criteria, to turn that criteria over to the deans. In exchange for that, we would like to propose a $500 local salary supplement of recurring funds in addition to that amount from the state.
When would
what
that
just
go
happened?
No, that's okay. When would that go?
Okay, so we're back. So we're willing to, if in defining the criteria, the merit criteria, to turn that decision of how that criteria is defined over to the deans.
Okay.
Right. You know, we're not, you know, getting
in the weeds
of that.
A $500 recurring.
Yeah, in exchange for allowing them to take, you know, the deans to find that we would ask for $500 for a local salary, so $500 recurring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beyond what's
right. Yeah.
And with regard to that, where do you see that? Do you have an idea of when you want that date of distribution?
I think we would be flexible on that date as long as the October 1st is still the date for the distribution of the recurring funds.
Okay. And is the $500 recurring or non-recurring?
A recurring.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be an addition.
All right. Well, why don't we do that? How long do you think you'll need to just...
Probably 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah. And it doesn't, you know, you can just... It can be an outline.
Yeah, right. That's kind of basic. I wasn't going to write it.
Yeah. You call me or just text me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's better. We're trying to get some printed. Apparently, modern technology is.
Like you said, you
got to
take this.
Yeah, you had a file.
So we
made copies of it for you, Mike.
You guys entered the room. I know. I'm not missing the end.
Did he get that?
So.
Did I leave?
No.
It was here.
All right.
What'd you have, Mike?
Does anybody see Mike's file? It was laying right there. Well, no. Well, no, you don't want to think about it. He left it on the caucus, the first caucus.
I didn't.
I bet it's wherever you guys were.
Yeah, it's probably where we were.
Sorry, that was my.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, there was nothing here. Everybody was standing in the corner, so no one was at the table.
We crushed that thing out pretty quick. Oh, it's fine. Look, I mean, we crushed it out pretty quick, so, you know, there's certainly room for wordsmithing. But we tried to get the points across. You know,
found it?
Yeah, there you go. All right, I was saying before you walked in, Mike, we were it's just quick and dirty. We tried to get the salient points across.
This piece here at the top is, Anita, what is that?
Yeah, September 20th. No, I was going to say we didn't start bargaining yet, and the tape recorders aren't on.
Okay.
So
no, the tape recorder is on.
Oh, it is on?
Yeah.
Oh, we did start bargaining?
Wait, you're saying your next BOP meeting is
September
20th?
September
20th?
Well, we can change the date if we
need. I just don't want.
No, we set by September the 30th. Yeah. Then, okay.
Is the 30th enough time?
Assuming we ratify first,
we have to go back over to my office to try to get premature from the week.
We're going
to
make some changes.
Well, and that you know what we're willing to do is to take this and take it back.
Sure.
I don't know if this is doable. I don't know if we have to have more in here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. That sounds great.
We'll work that.
That sounds good.
How much time, I'm asking my team this, how much time do you think we need before this can be presented and processed? 2 weeks?
We don't have another meeting set, do we?
No,
so we need 9 days for that anyway.
Yeah, right.
So.
Well, everybody break out the calendar.
2 weeks should be enough.
I would agree.
Yeah. One of the things also in ground rules, it was just to reiterate about the twice a month meetings. And so we could include that as we look for the date as well. Ideally, we'd like to propose a pretty set schedule, like every other Friday or something like that. If that's any way possible, so we can all plan ahead and schedule ahead.
Well, another thing too that we were thinking about is the potential of satisfying that, if appropriate, by dedicating 2 days back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that way there's breaking it up.
Yeah, okay.
And
That's fine with us, sure. We could combine those and do it like 2 days back to back at a set, like the third Friday of each month or something like that, as well. Something like that.
I have a terrible week of the 5th of August. I have that week an unfair labor practice hearing at PERC and an arbitration and two bargaining sessions in two different cities. I'm good on the week of the 12th.
Okay.
I'm pretty flexible all week. And I think the week of the 1st is too soon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
It's even too soon for notice purposes, so.
Yeah.
Well, some days in the week are too soon.
So whatever is everyone's pleasure in the week of the 12th is okay with me.
Well, for us, we're any morning 9 to 11.
I could do...
Except Friday.
It's a terrible week for me, and I think that probably... I could probably do Thursday afternoon, or I could do Friday.
How about Friday morning?
I could do Friday morning.
What's the date of Friday?
16th.
You know, I'll do Friday morning, and I would on one condition.
It's not at 9 o'clock.
That somebody brings me a birthday cake.
Oh! That's only fair.
What do you like? What's your favorite?
That's only fair.
No, that's okay. I'll bring the birthday cake.
Will you be nice that day?
Mike's always nice. Mike is always nice.
It all depends if the presents are right or not right.
Okay, you can be bribed. Okay.
What time?
Whatever.
Same time, 10
Nine.
To 12.
Oh, 10 to 12.
10 to 12. 12.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
What date do we sign on that?
16th.
August 16th, Friday, 10 to 12 a.m.
I will notice it.
That's like a holiday.
Okay. It is a holiday, isn't it?
Mike Van Moore's birthday, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be interested, we didn't talk about this just yet, but we could also postpone talking about the ground rules for full book until we get through this.
Okay, good.
Does that sound...
That makes sense. Okay. We're running out of time today anyway.
So. I won't be here that day. I'm at a conference in New Orleans, so...
We'll catch up.
It will always be like this.
I will be smiling here to hear Greja do on the 13th.
That's good.
So I'll be a little hysterical getting ready for the fall, but I'll be happy.
My wife is literally due on Labor Day, so that's the only time that I have set up.
Yeah,
Labor on Labor Day. Literally, I appreciate the incoming child's sense of irony.
And call your kid Labor.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I can't do that. Huh?
Yeah. Everyone knows that's a boy's name, and so we're adding a girl. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you said that, or otherwise we would.
I doubt it. Poor kids.
And this is, we have hard copies of this.
We were trying to print. Dean, you said you couldn't. We couldn't print this up.
Can you send it to the...
That's much better. Send through email.
I will send it back.
You can modify it.
Yeah, okay.
Much
easier. You want to send it to me?
Yeah, that's much better. Send to Anita. This way, send the Word file over.
I'll finish up on the Weebit thing, and I'll do that when I get back.
Keep the original.
If you go somewhere, I mean, I'll send that.
Create a new one, modify.
I've got it. I'll finish it.
That'd be great. And generally, it's best if you don't communicate, just send it. Because we won't respond and don't want you to be offended.
Okay, that sounds
okay.
Good. Sure.
Okay.
Good.
Just to you individually, and you'll just disseminate it to the team.
Cool.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks. Good.